Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
I'm Claire.
Yes, you are, and yes, I am, and yes, you guys are here too. You're back with us, which is great. We're discovering all sorts of amazing information you didn't know and maybe don't need to know about space. Because, you know, unless you're going to be an astronaut, in which you do need to know this stuff and a whole lot more, but for most of us people who live on Earth, this is interesting, I would say. We've already learned that space smells like...
Like burnt metal or cooked steak.
Good. I'm glad you said that. It looked like I was saying space smells like... You. No, it doesn't smell like you. It smells like burnt metal mixed with kind of fireworks, kind of like a gunpowder smell, I guess, and also cooked steak. Didn't actually say if that's like burnt steak or really well-cooked steak.
Yeah.
Because it could be a little different. If it's well-cooked steak, I'm going to bring barbecue sauce to space and put it on my suit. Because remember, it's on the suits of the astronauts when they come back in the spaceship or the space station. That's where they smell this very unusual smell. The other thing we learned is the color of space, which is a strange way of expressing it, but kind of if you take all the lights, all the colors in the light that come from stars and suns and stuff, it would be...
Pale beige.
A pale beige, yeah, and it has a very special name, doesn't it?
Cosmic latte.
Cosmic latte, space coffee. And I think my color of suntan, my name was not so bad. But cosmic latte is definitely way cooler and more and much easier to remember. Today though, we're going to learn more amazing facts about space, including one that really, really impressed me. We're going to get to that in a second. But first, we have a pop quiz.
Yeah, pop quiz for you. 好，如果各位呢，你也是很喜欢拼拼图的人，可能会知道哦，拼图的英文就叫做 puzzle 嘛。
Puzzle.
但是这个 puzzle 它也可以当动词哎。当你今天说 it puzzles me，这是什么意思呢
？It puzzles me why that's a pop quiz question, but we will find out in a moment.
Discovering the hidden wonders of the universe. The universe has the same temperature everywhere. One strange fact.Is that the universe is almost the same temperature in every direction. After the Big Bang, the massive explosion that created the universe left over heat-filled space. This heat, which measures about minus 270 degrees Celsius, has never disappeared. What amazes scientists is how uniform it is, like a giant blanket covering everything.Normally, you would expect some regions to be hotter or colder. Instead, the whole universe shares nearly the same low temperature. This uniformity still puzzles researchers today.
All right, so a couple of more new interesting facts for you guys about space. The first one, I don't know if I'm really surprised by it, but I have to admit, I've never really thought about it. So here's an interesting fact. The universe has the same temperature everywhere. Now remember, the universe is so big, it's kind of hard to imagine how big it is. We don't even really know. But apparently, no matter where you go in the universe, from the very farthest parts to the right to the middle center of it,It has the same temperature. So that's good because it means you only have to take a light jacket.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Or maybe the very heavy
Or a heavy suits. Jacket, but it won't be, you know, won't be like, you know, the shorts and t-shirts one day and jackets and sweaters the other day. It's the same. All right, back to the article. One strange fact is that the universe is almost the same temperature in every direction. So no matter where you go, it's the same direction, same temperature, kind of like Taiwan in August. It's the same temperature everywhere. It's
That's
hot.
That's true. Yeah, it's hot everywhere.
It's hot everywhere. Exactly right. So there you go. Moving on with the article. It says, after the Big Bang, which of course is the word we use for the beginning of the universe, the massive explosion that created the universe, what was it, like 12 billion years ago? Something like that. A long time ago, leftover heat filled space. And if you think of the Big Bang as a massive or giant explosion, yeah, when you think of an explosion, you think of it giving off heat. Heat and energy, right? When things explode, we see fire and whatnot. So that heat filled space. It started to shoot out in all directions right after the Big Bang.
So you are right, actually. It's not that cold. I thought it's cold. 好，所以这边呢，他就说到，在宇宙大爆炸之后，就这个 Big Bang， 那场巨大的爆炸呢，留下的热量就充满了整个太空，所以就让整个太空的到处的那个温度都是一样的。好，所以这边呢，看到 explosion 就是名词爆炸，那它当然是巨大的爆炸，用 massive 这个字，形容词表示巨大的。那 leftover 呢，就是形容词啊，还是残留的，或是剩余的，或是呢，这个 leftover 也可以是指你家冰箱里面的剩菜 leftover。
Now this heat, which measures about minus 270 degrees Celsius, has never disappeared. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm from Canada. We have cold winters, but calling minus 270 degrees Celsius heat is sort of using heat in a very, well, you're really stretching what you call hot when minus 270 degrees Celsius is called heat. I think that's actually called absolute zero, and it's hard to get colder than that. Yeah, so anyways, this heat, it's never disappeared, but I guess the temperature has never really changed as well.
好，所以是零下270度哦 ，It's freezing out there。好，所以这边呢，看到 measure 这个字，它是一个动词，是测量结果为零点点。So, as a Canadian, what's the coldest temperature you have ever experienced?
Yeah, I remember it was like -25 or -30 right after Christmas one year, and the wind was blowing. And they said if you were outside on your skin with the wind blowing, it was more like -40.
Oh wow.
Yeah, very, very cold.
And then did you even go outside?
Oh yeah, we were outside, yes. We were outside that night. It was a bad idea and we hated every moment of it. And that's one of the reasons I love living in Taiwan. But yes, it does get that cold. Not for very long, for a few days, but you know, you do need to be careful. But -270, I mean, that's crazy. Not even in the coldest parts of Canada will get anywhere near that. What amazes scientists, back to our article, what amazes scientists and probably makes them go, huh, is how uniform it is, like a giant blanket covering everything. And we're not talking about the temperature of space dressing like a soldier in a uniform. When we say uniform like this, we mean how general it is, how it's the same everywhere, all right? So it's like a giant blanket, a giant cold blanket, covering everything.
So it's been a uniform, 不是你们穿去学校那个制服，它这边不当名词用了，而是当形容词，表示相同的、一致的。
Yeah, now normally, right, if we kind of think about this using what we understand about hot and cold, normally you would expect some regions to be hotter or colder, right? Okay. Like maybe near where the Big Bang started, it might get a little warmer. Or near a really giant, powerful sun, you might think, well, that area of space must be a little warmer, right? No,
it's all the same. Freezing everywhere.
Exactly.
好，所以这边的 normally 呢，就是副词，通常的意思。那 region 呢，它是一个名词，就是区域、地区。
Yes, instead the whole universe shares nearly the same low temperature, that very, very low temperature.
Right, so would you like to travel to space even though it's freezing there? Like, if you could.
Can I bring a sweater?
I think so.
Okay, I'll bring a sweater, I'll bring some mittens, I'll bring a scarf. Scarves are very helpful, a hat. I think I should be okay. Oh, will I be in a spaceship?
Oh, the real one?
Yeah. I'm not just floating through space, right?
Right.
Okay, yes, I would. I think in a spaceship you're protected from that crazy cold, but I would probably bring a sweater just to be safe.
Right. Okay.
Back to the article, it says this uniformity, as we were talking about how it's the same everywhere, not a little warm here, a little cold there, no, it's the same, it still puzzles researchers today. It still has many smart people going, like that.
Like why?
Yeah, they don't
understand.
I studied space for years and I don't get it.
OK， 所以这个 puzzle 就是我们 pop quiz 的解答啦。puzzle 原本是拼图，但是动词它会是指使人感到困惑或是费解。所以当你今天说 it puzzles me， 代表说I don't understand， 或者 I cannot work this out。
Many questions and few answers。Yes。
好，那另外呢，这边就看到 researcher， 它是一个名词，表示研究人员，我是科学家。哇，所以我们就学到了，在宇宙任何每个角落呢，它的低温都是一样的温度。好，那刚刚看到几个重点单字啦，比如说名词 explosion， 它就是爆炸的意思。For example。Fortunately, there was no one in the house at the time of the explosion. 幸运的是呢，爆炸发生时屋内没有人。可能是火灾发生了。好，接下来下一个单字 measure， 它是动词，表示测量结果为点点点。比如说呢 ，this table measures 2 meters in length。这个 length 是指长度的意思，所以这张桌子的长度呢为2公尺。接下来 normally 它是一个副词，表示通常，那跟我们的频率副词 usually 非常像。So for example, normally my cat sleeps for 16 hours a day. 我的猫呢通常每天就睡16个小时，通常都在看到它的时候都在睡觉或是都在吃饭。好，那下一个单字呢就是 region 它是一个名词，表示地区或是区域。比如说呢 this region is famous for its beautiful beaches。这个地区呢以美丽的海滩闻名。下面一个单字看到动词 puzzle， 就是指使感到困惑或是费解。比如说呢 ,the ending of the movie puzzled everyone in the theater。啊，这个呢可能各位都有经历过这样子的状况。电影的结局让剧院里的每个人都感到困惑不已，不知道这原来是这样子，这个是结束啊，非常的困惑。
You could fit all the other planets in our solar system between Earth and its moon. Here's an interesting fact. If you lined up Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune side by side, they could all fit between Earth and its moon. The average distance between Earth and its moon is about 384,000 kilometers. This fact surprises many people,because the moon looks so close to Earth in the night sky. It reveals that the space between Earth and its moon is far bigger than most people imagine.
Okay, so space is cold. Really, 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 really cold. But the good news is you don't have to worry about taking different clothes because it's the same cold everywhere. All right, well, that's an interesting little fact. But this is the one that really blew my mind. Next, we move on to our fourth and final amazing space fact. Here we go. You could fit all the other planets in our solar system between Earth and its moon.
Wow.
So the distance from the Earth to the moon, and I think when Neil Armstrong and those guys went, it took them like 2 or 3 days to get from kind of around the Earth to the moon. So in that space, you could fit all the other planets in our solar system, including the really, really big ones like Jupiter and Saturn. You could squeeze them all in there. I mean, you wouldn't do this, clearly. This would be impossible and terribly bad. But the distance is about the same as all those other planets kind of side to side.
哇、
wow. Isn't that cool?
好，所以这边它的意思呢，就是在地球跟月球之间的距离呢，可以放下太阳系的所有行星，也代表说，这个距离是非常非常长的哦。那 solar system 呢，就是太阳系的意思。
Yeah, so it says, here's an interesting fact. If you lined up Mercury, Venus, not Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune side by side, so line them all up like a basketball here and a baseball here and a golf ball there, you know, because they're all different sizes, they could all fit between Earth and its moon.
Wow.
So that's either kind of telling us that it's much farther to the moon than you thought, or many of those big planets, they're actually not that big. Or it's kind of both at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
好，所以这边呢，他就做了一个蛮可爱的事情。他就说 line something up， 就是将什么东西排列成型，然后 side by side 呢，就是并排。所以呢，如果我们今天把水星、金星、木星、火星、土星、天王星、海王星并排排列的话呢，他们全部都能放在 地球跟月球之间呢，这距离超级长。
All right, so now we know the fact. Let's get into some of the numbers that sort of show it. The average distance between Earth and its moon is about 384,000 kilometers.
Wow.
So that's about the average distance, because of course the Earth is here, the moon doesn't go around in a perfect circle, it's kind of more of a flat circle, right? So sometimes it's a little closer, sometimes it's a little further. So the average distance is around 384,000 kilometers.
Wow, 那个是384,000公里哦。
Yeah, so it's still pretty far, obviously, but that's the average. And that's a distance, you know, we can kind of understand. I mean, that would be like going around the Earth, I don't know, like 6, 7, 10 times, something like that. Anyway, so it's pretty far, but it's not a crazy distance like from here to Neptune. Right.
好，所以这边的 average 呢，它是一个形容词，表示平均的，平均的距离 distance， 它就是非常的长。那这边就用到了一个单位公里，就是 kilometer。
Mm-hmm. Now this fact surprises many people because the moon looks so close to Earth in the night sky. Yeah,
That's
sometimes,
right.
especially the moon is really big, but we can always see it with our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. It's not hard to see the moon, but it's still 384,000 kilometers away.
Right, and I have some friends who just got the new phone, and they're always like showing off how good their camera is, and so they would just take a picture of the moon, and it really looks like it's very close.
Right.
You can see the detail color of the moon.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
exactly. So there you go. And it reveals that the space between Earth and its moon is far bigger than most people imagine when you think that we can fit all the other planets in that space. And, you know, those are some big planets out there.
嗯，好，所以这边 reveal 呢，它就揭示了一个非常令人震惊的一个是小事实。好，那所以这边的 reveal 就是揭示、揭露或是透露的意思。所以其实那个月亮呢是离我们非常非常远的，不像是我们这样肉眼看过去想说，诶，好像蛮近的，其实非常远。好，那我们刚刚有看到动词 reveal， 它表示揭示或是揭露或是透露，所以你可以透露情感啊，或是透露一项事实，比如说文章就透露这个事实，就是很距离很长的这件事实。但是如果透露情感的话呢，你就可以说 she revealed her feelings in the letter， 她在信中呢透露了自己的心情。好，那接下来 side by side 呢，就是并排的，因为 side 就是旁边嘛，所以 side by side 并排的。比如说呢 ，After dinner we sat side by side on the sofa watching television。晚餐过后，我们肩并肩坐在沙发上看电视。好，那今天的 language in focus 我们要来讲的是现在事实相反的假设句型。那假设语气呢，就是用来表示不可能发生的事，或是不可能实现的想象啊、愿望，或是目的，或是很不可能，就是几乎不可能发生的事情。那就会是用现在事实相反的假设。那我们通常呢会用 if 来带出假设语气。原则上呢是与事实相反的时候时态就要倒退，所以如果是现在事实相反，那你就会回退到过去。比如说呢，我们今天就讲在现在事实相反啦， if 子句使用的要回退过去变成过去简单式嘛。那所以 if 带出来这个子句呢，主要是过去式主词加上 ved， 就是过去式动词，或是过去式 be 动词，但是要特别小心哦，这个过去式 be 动词都统一用的是 were， 所以不管是 he 还是 she 还是 I 都一定要是 I were, he were, they were。 那主要子句呢则会需要使用带有过去意思的情态助动词，就包含了 would, could, might。 好，那出现了之后，因为它是助动词嘛，所以它 后面必须要接上原形动词，就是原形的 be 动词啊，或是一般动词。那所以比如说文章你说到 If you lined up Mercury blah 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 这些星球， They could all fit between Earth and its moon。 好，所以这是不可能发生的事嘛，我们不可能把这些星球这样排一排站，所以是现在事实相反的假设。所以 If you lined up those planets， 但是不可能，所以 lined 用 L-I-N-E-D。 好，那后面另外一个就是 They couldall fit between， 所以那个过去情状助动词在这边出现， they could all fit between Earth and its moon。 那除了 if 之外，其实也有很多许多词呢它可以用在假设语气里面哦，比如说 wish 我好希望我是有钱人哦。讲这时候就发现，我不是有钱人嘛。I wish I were rich。还在这边发现，哦 ，be 动词用 were 出来，不是你们一般熟悉的 I was。I were rich。好，或者是呢 ，as if 仿佛他跟我讲话的时候，好像是他是我老板一样，但是他不是我老板嘛。你就可以说 ，He talks to me as if he were my boss。或是呢 ，without 表示要不是，那我们常常会用这个 without 呢来表达感谢。比如说，哦，要不是你的帮忙，我觉得没办法做这所有的事情，就会说 I couldn't do all of this without your help.
For you chat. All right. Well, with all this talk about space and all the things we might smell or see or discover there, let's talk about traveling to space. Maybe we want to actually smell the smell of space ourselves. Well, would you like to travel to another galaxy someday? Why or why not? We're really jumping ahead here. We're not just saying another planet. We're saying another galaxy, which is much, 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 much further.
Okay.
Yes. Would you like to go on a really, really, really long space voyage someday?
I have no interest in that.
No.
Because what if you cannot get back? Like, maybe they cannot promise, oh, okay, so you will be safe there.
Yes.
Everything will be fine.
Yes.
And if you do travel there, there will be so many things to adapt
yes.
to. 就是很多东西要适应啊。Temperature.
Yes.
Maybe the air. I don't know.
Aliens who want to eat your brain.
Maybe.
A lot of things
maybe
to adjust to. Yes, absolutely. It would take, like 9 months to travel to Mars, I think, something like that. And as far as I know, the nearest galaxy is like a light year away, so that would take a really, really long time. So I don't know if this is possible. I guess they'd have to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
In some way, right? And then wake you up when you get there, unless they have really fast spaceships, which we don't have now. So I would say, yeah, sure.
Wow.
Because I don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, yeah, sure. Why not? I'll go. As long as, you know, I can pick the people I go with and bring some good music.
Okay.
That's the two demands. Mm. Right. All right. How about you guys? Would you like to travel to another galaxy one day? Or maybe more realistically, you'd like to travel to another planet someday. Maybe would you like to be one of the first people to go to Mars? Have a chat about that. Chat about all the interesting things you think you might experience on that trip. And we'll see you back here very, very soon. Until then, all the best. Take care.
喜欢今天的主题吗？别忘了按赞、订阅、分享我们的 YouTube 频道和 Facebook.
Bye-bye.